Somebody asked me not too long ago why we celebrate Corpus Christi. Back in 1264, some guy by the name of Thomas Aquinas, you might have heard of him, a Dominican, doctor of the church, he suggested to Pope Urban IV that in order to create a feast that focused solely on the Holy Eucharist, emphasizing the joy of the Eucharist, being the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, that we should have a feast. So Urban IV agreed with him, and in 1264, it was declared a solemnity and extended to the whole Roman Church. We've been celebrating this feast since 1264. It's a long time, isn't it? We stand here in June of 2019, and we look down the history that we have as a chosen people. It began with Melchizedek, and through the centuries and the eons and the history and the prophets, there were portents and there were omens and there were foretelling. Melchizedek was the first one. In the time in the desert, the manna was another sign, another symbol of food from heaven. Again and again, we see this. It's coming. And then Jesus Christ feeding the 5,000 plus. I wasn't doing the counting, folks, so yeah, there were 5,000 men, but there were probably lots of women and children. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. But there were a lot of people. And we hear again and again this: he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it. There's another feeding of the multitude in the Gospels, and we see it again where he does the same thing. You have to wonder about the people who were subjected to that miracle. Here, have some more. Where did all this come from? The plentiful grace of God supplied it, and they absorbed it, and there was leftovers, there was more. The overflowing grace of God, there wasn't enough people to absorb it all. Again and again, we see this. He blessed it, he broke it, he gave it. Leading up to that moment at the Last Supper, a singular moment in history. This is my body. This is my blood. I give it to you forever to celebrate, knowing that I will be with you forever. Every time you do this, I will be present among you. And then the garden, and then the cross, and then the resurrection, and then the post-resurrection appearances. They didn't recognize him until he broke the bread on the road to Cana. They didn't recognize him until he broke the bread. When they were in the upper room, "Give me some food." He blessed it, he broke it. They recognized him again and again that moment. That same Jesus Christ who said these things will be here today among us. He will become part of you and I. You cannot be more intimate with God than God being inside of you. You just can't. How intimate is that? God inside. You can speak to him. You can be with God. As close as possible. And I think the challenge that we have is that we get pretty complacent about it. Yes, we have to come to Mass, and yes, we like being at Mass because we have a great community and the preaching is awesome. And but the whole point of this exercise, the whole reason we come together, is that moment. Not the consecration, that's important. But the moment that we come and say, "Amen. Yes, I want this." That's the whole point of this exercise, so that we can become part of God and God can become part of us. And I guess I would ask you, how many of us go to communion and then sit down and go, "I have another 10 minutes and then I got to get out of here"? You've already wasted 2 minutes worrying about that, where you could be talking to God inside of you. For centuries, Jesus Christ has continued to appear in our lives in the bread and wine, his body and blood. And it will go on for centuries. No matter what the church looks like 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, assuming we're here, those words will be repeated. And when that occurs, Jesus Christ is with us in the flesh, the same Jesus Christ who died for us. That's pretty awesome. So I suggest to you that going forward, that you think about what's happening when you come to communion. We are a chosen people. We have been gifted with the opportunity as priest, prophet, and king to participate in a sacrifice, in a sacrament that brings God among us. Anytime we come, whenever we come, that happens. Celebrate that. Take the time to spend that time with God as God becomes you. It's a pretty unique opportunity. Take advantage of it. Don't ever be complacent.